It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
And when we think about it, everyone has something at risk on this. First of all, if you are a parent of sons, do think about what this means for the life of your son and what that will mean in terms of the choices he will have.
I'm not going to try to pretend I understand what she's talking about. That was Kamala Harris. I just want to get that out of it. That's just one of the perspectives that's happened this week. Big CNN interview about the SCOTUS decisions.
But notice she said one very important thing. Sons. Men. Boys. You know, apparently there are genders.
You know, that's a good point. It's been since that decision was handed down on Friday late morning, the gender thing is gone.
Yeah.
For now. It's coming back again. And it's been four straight days since somebody's told me that men can have babies.
Yeah.
That's just gone away for now.
By the way, you can't.
No, thank God.
Last I checked.
No.
Yeah, you're right. But I was shocked. She said, oh, if you have a son, I'm thinking, wow, a boy. I'm like, wow, there is a gender then.
Here's another reaction that happened the day before yesterday, actually, from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on stage at a Pride rally. There were thousands of people there, too.
Thank you, Clarence Thomas.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You get thousands of people in. I understand where she's coming from because she's trying to say that the Supreme Court justice, you know, his next aim is going to be same-sex marriages. She's a gay woman, okay? So you would be concerned for that. However, as the mayor of the third largest city in America, I do believe Chicago is, you can't get up in front of a crowd of thousands and thousands of people and say that because there's inevitably somebody in that crowd who's a little unstable who wants to drive across the country and go shoot, you know, the Supreme Court justice. You just can't. You got to have some respect for the Supreme Court, even if you don't agree with what they're doing. You know, they've made a lot of decisions I haven't agreed with, but the last thing I want to do is go out on public and say, oh, let's go rally up the crowd and go protest and beat down their door.
None of that helps. In an era now recently where we've had literally Supreme Court justices threatened, and you're the mayor of Chicago and you get up there and you're saying blank, one of them specifically.
Right.
How is that going to help?
It
you're
doesn't.
Not a leader at that point. You're just an agitator. That's all you are. No matter how you disagree with the decision on policy, you know, as it's written, as a Supreme Court decision, and you get up there and personalize it and threaten the guy. No,
there was
not acceptable.
A report yesterday that the people who live in Samuel Alito's old home, he doesn't live there forever. I think it was out in California. They had to hire the cops because people were protesting outside the house, screaming and yelling, thinking, assuming that they think the Supreme Court justice still lives there. No, they all live in Washington. But, you know, what happened to him or what happened to Gorsuch or what happened to any of them? It wouldn't be the liberal ones. It would be the conservative Supreme Court justices. How many cops are outside of Kavanaugh's house today?
I really wonder. I don't know.
You know,
where
I mean,
are they? Because you know what's interesting? I thought that was. I don't know really how the Supreme Court schedule the session goes. I didn't know there would be two more decisions handed down after Friday's big Roe v. Wade decision. So that means they were still in town making decisions. I don't think they were going back to their houses, though.
I think Thursday is their last day in session, and then they take a break. So are they? Where are they? You're
right.
They
could not have been in their houses.
Can you imagine? Especially not Alito. Since he was the one who wrote the opinion.
And how does this change all of that going forward?
I don't know.
The whole idea, the beautiful thing of it was Supreme Court justices, the top judges in the land, you know, that rule according to the Constitution, live among the people.
Right.
It was beautiful.
Well, look
at a beautiful thing. I think that's gone.
I think you're right because look
of
at
these
all the people.
Ridiculous, lunatic lefties.
Well, look at all the people who live next door to Kavanaugh. They're like fearing for their lives because there's some crazed crowd outside. You look at his house, he's got a little lawn, and they look like lawn ornaments. There's so many of them. U.S. Marshals sitting outside his house, and they're all sitting there with their guns just waiting. I'm like, this is crazy. So you got little kids, they got to come home to see this, and they're like, you know, why daddy is there, you know, a guy with a gun sitting outside my yard? These people are crazy.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. And I think that it changed forever. The lives and really how the whole, clerk system goes with the Supreme Court, too, was changed forever once that thing leaked.
Right.
It's just that was just, that was so terrible.
Isn't it interesting though? We've never heard who it was. You can't tell me they don't know who it was.
It wasn't one person. No,
no
way.
No, I don't think
there's
so.
No possible way.
And I bet you it's somebody pretty close to one of them.
I would imagine. Yeah. I would imagine. It.
Boy, can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Being stabbed in the back by one of your aides like that. Oh, jeez, that's terrible. It's
more
terrible.
Prentice, but did you see this pop up?
What?
So you know that we've talked a lot about that LIV golf tournament, the
right.
Saudi Arabian one,
right?
So there's a big protest planned once again in where? Portland.
Oh, jeez. Why are they protesting in Portland?
Because a tournament is coming there at the, get this, the Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club.
What a nice name.
Pumpkin Ridge. Where do you live? Pumpkin Ridge.
I like that.
The first U.S. event for the divisive newcomer to the golf world. So why is there going to be a what's being called by local officials there a significant protest?
Why?
Because, you know, in Portland, they like to protest everything.
Right.
It's financially backed by the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia.
Huh. Okay, yeah, everyone knows that. Mm. So is this the first time they're doing, Dina, you may know better than we, is this the first time the LIV Golf Agency or whatever it's called, is this their first U.S. tour? Or have they played here before?
I know for sure it's their first date on the West Coast in that area.
I think it is. So, I think it's the first one.
I think it is actually the first one in the U.S., though.
That was interesting. You know, I listened to Fox on the way in, and Fox Sports the other day, I guess it was Monday. Oh, we got some golf news. And I thought, oh, they're going to talk about who won the LIV golf tournament. They went deep. College, women's, PGA Tour, some other tour. They never once mentioned the LIV Tour.
Ah.
I was like, it was abundantly obvious because it was so blatantly left out. I was like, okay.
They're trying to ignore it, but they're not going to be when all the stars go there.
Well, and you know what? Them protesting only adds more fuel to the fire for
sure
publicity for that club.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a reason all these men are leaving the PGA. There's got to be a reason that other than money, because they all make a lot of money everywhere else.
Liv should be like, protesters, let him in. Let's cause a ruckus.
We're having a party.
Bring some cameras in.
Never mind, we're having a party on the 16th. Never mind the 18th. Oh, yeah, let's have fun here.
Money's
a
big reason why, though. I mean, because even if you don't place, I mean, even if you don't make the cut, you're still making money. PGA, you get nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, unless you're in the top four or five. You're right.
Right.
You know.
So, and these guys, you know, this LIV tournament, they're just saying, here, take money. Here's 100 grand. You come in 80th. Who cares? There's 100 grand.
I think the PGA is going to have to acknowledge them and work with them at some point.
Well, you look, okay, take for example, Augusta, okay? You take Augusta. How much money does that country club make with that one golf tournament?
Oh, gosh. Millions and millions.
We'll never know because it's private.
Yeah. Right.
They'll never tell us.
They'll never tell you. You know they're making multi millions.
Sure, they
granted,
are.
The winner of the Masters makes $1 million, but who are they? You know, it's one tournament a year. Tiger Woods tried to win it how many times? And he did. He got close. Jack Nicklaus won it a bunch, but still.
It's a big deal. You have all these different guys leaving. You know, obviously the top names when it comes, you know, Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and, you know, Phil and all these guys. And they, but you have some, like, the mid-level guys leaving, too. So then when you're the PGA, you're kind of left with, well, we're kind of scraping the bottom
Absolutely.
Of the barrel. No offense to the guys that are there, but, I mean, that hurts your you know, competition onto that hurts your product right there on
TV. It would have to.
Without doubt. There's no more Tiger Woods. They need a Tiger.
Yeah.
The PGA needs a Tiger because there's nobody there.
I mean, he's there, but not like
but
he was.
Yeah. But I mean, you know what I mean. In his prime is what they need.
Right.
What if the next Tiger Woods that comes along, is it part of this league?
Yeah.
Then the PGA is done.
Yeah, they're in big trouble. Then.
Seriously, if the next golf superstar comes from the LIV,
they should. You're right, Bill. They should team up with them.
They're gonna have. They're gonna have no choice whatsoever.
Have you know cooperative tournaments or something?
You would have to.
Yeah.
Why not be smart about it? Acknowledge them, and then you have like a Super Bowl of golf.
Exactly.
Okay.
Take advantage of it.
This is what I don't get. People are all upset because of the way Saudi Arabia treats their individuals. Yet this government that we live in works hand in hand with China.
They're a political
ally.
Works hand
in hand
Absolutely.
With Russia.
Yeah,
works
absolutely.
Hand in hand with all of these very corrupt governments. I'm sorry, yet this golf tournament people, they're being chastised because it's Saudi-backed money.
Right.
They're picking and choosing.
Right. You've got the NBA doing everything they possibly can to kowtow to China.
Right.
Or the NHL with their Chinese marketing deals.
And by the way, Portland has the Portland Trailblazers. So, hello.
Protest them.
this is what I don't get. It's like they're such hypocrites. Go pick on somebody that, you know, should be picked on.
Ridiculous.
Let it go. You know what? If you came up with the money, they wouldn't be leaving.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Jano, and that's, let's be honest, that's what all these athletes are in it for.
Yeah, we're not defending anything Saudi Arabia does, the government, but you can't pick and choose the bad guys. I mean, you know, you gotta look everywhere. If you're gonna do that, then you have to protest everything.
You would, including us.
Right, yeah, really.
Go ahead.
We had a woman suing the Houston Texans now, as Jen predicted many times.
What? Oh, you know what?
All over Deshaun Watson, and now it's all coming back to that team. Isn't that interesting?
Well, why wasn't this brought up before, though? This is what I don't get.
Maybe Maybe she's finally being heard.
Yeah, it could very well be. I think she's got a better shot with the team than she does with him.
Maybe they heard you. No. She was listening on the app, and she said, you know what? That lady's got a good idea. I am going to sue the Texans.
And I'm going to win $2,000 at the same time.
That's how you do it, right there in the app. By the way, you should have it already. The most important thing is getting the 850 app. That's how most people listen, because it's just the way to go. And all of our content is on there. But like Jen said, you also got a shot to win $2,000, and you can enter for that every single day.
It's just that simple. Register your account, and then you enter. And then your $2,000 could be miraculously and like magic showing up in your bank account.
We'll get to the latest of the Deshaun Watson saga. I think they are going to suspend him, by the way.
Hee-ho. Yeah.
That's coming up next, as well as some other headlines. Keep it here. The South Florida Morning Show.
Over 10% increases from a year ago. So those are what's contributing to this overall increase for the cookout.
You know what that is?
Who's that?
That's your representative from the Farm Bureau of America, Jen.
Okay, I want to talk to these people.
10% increase in your cookout.
Okay, I understand there's going to be an increase in the cookout or the barbecue, but I want to know where they get their initial costs from. Because traditionally, yeah, they come out, this same organization, at Thanksgiving and say, your Thanksgiving turkey dinner is only going to cost $1.75 a person.
I know.
I'm thinking, what are you buying?
It's always very low.
One leg, one wing, and it's been, you know, petrified for 10 years. What are you cooking?
Maybe because the Farm Bureau, like, they're used to, you know, the hardy farm stock. They go out and kill their own turkey and grow their own corn. And
you know, maybe that's the case. I don't know. But they always seem to, what are they saying it's going to cost this year for 10 people, like $70?
$69.68.
Oh, excuse me.
The average for 10 people. Oh, that's way low.
That's for like two people. Come on, let's be honest.
Regardless, I'm going with this. 17% increase.
Yeah, did you see what cost the most?
Yeah, ground beef.
How do you like that?
36% increase.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. He wants to eat synthetic meat.
No,
a theory.
No, I'm not eating anything that's grown in a Petri dish.
Side note, seriously, very seriously, why is he buying up so much farmland along with the Chinese? Not good.
No, it's not.
And why are so many food processing plants burning?
I don't know. Good question.
All right, I'm going a little too conspiracy.
You are going way
here,
off.
But
okay,
still,
right.
These are questions that need to be asked.
I agree.
Saying.
I agree.
2 pounds of ground beef for burgers, $11.12.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. Everything is up overall, though. What's the overall cause? Let's go to the guy again.
Farmers and ranchers indeed are not getting these higher prices at their level, but it's further up the supply chain where these increases are occurring.
That's inflation.
That is inflation.
Wow.
I feel badly for the farmers because, you know, first they're
squeezed.
So don't grow wheat, grow soy. We're going to get the wheat from Russia.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So now look what happens. You know, now they're telling them, oh, turn your soy farms into wheat farms. We just can't do that overnight. They don't get it. Farming's a big deal, and it's funny because when I went to Ohio State, again, it was years ago, but when I went to Ohio State, I can remember that was my first chemistry class. The guy sitting next to me, you know, he's got cowboy boots on. He's got really nice cowboy boots on. I'm like, oh, okay, farmer, rider. And he goes, yeah, he goes, we own a little cattle farm. And he says, and you? And I said, oh, you know, we live in a little farm in Rhode Island. I said, well, where's your farm? He goes, Southern Ohio. I said, what's considered little? He goes, 110,000 acres. And I went, what?
Whoa.
Whoa. I said, whoa, that's little?
It's like a backyard.
He said, little in terms of, everybody around us. Yeah, it's small.
Tells you how much room is out there.
And I was like, oh, my God. Man. And he goes, so how big's your place? I said, oh, nothing like that. I just let it go. I'm thinking, you know, I got 5 acres. I'm thrilled. Jeez. And that's what these farmers do.
That's exactly right.
Well, so and they're out there from 4 in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. They work like dogs. They're not appreciated enough.
How many of them are selling out, though, especially now? Is it worth it?
I don't
know. Is it worth to keep your family in this?
When a
foreign government comes in and offers you double over asking price for your farmland.
And you know what? Yeah, and you get your kids going, Dad, I want to go to school.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just depends.
Well, I don't know how much money this lady's going to get, but she's suing the Houston Texans.
I think she's going to get a lot.
Not too often that's, you know, an individual sues a football team. And well, she's saying that they, the Texans, enabled Deshaun Watson in his whole ordeal.
And here's what it is. If she has the non-disclosure agreement
right.
that they, she says the Texans, the organization, forced everybody to sign before they even entered the hotel room to give a massage, then she's got a case. Because then you have proof. Because why would they make you sign some form if you're just going in to get the guy a massage?
That's the same angle you've been saying, and it sounds like the massage therapist, whose name is Toy Garner, is going for.
Well, at the same token, whenever I, you know, if you were that concerned about being in a room with this guy, why wouldn't you have somebody else in the room with you? You know, another coach, an aide, or a locker room attendant, whatever the case may be. And you can't. Who? Look at the circumstances. And I've said this from the beginning. The Texans booked the hotel room. The Texans booked the massage therapist for him. They gave him the opportunity to do this.
They wanted to keep him happy because he was the star quarterback who obviously he was on the record as being kind of a malcontent. He was all upset when they hired the new GM and a morality coach.
There you go.
By the way, to that tells you the Texans knew they had a dirty past.
They did.
They cleaned house.
Yeah.
But the new GM, Nick Caserio, boy, did he play it right. He soaked the Browns. They got, as soon as they heard he wanted out, they got offers from like every team in the league, and he held out until he got the best deal. Good poker.
I really don't know, but what did Cleveland have to give them?
I think it was 6 draft picks.
Are you kidding me?
And Diener, wasn't it 6?
I'm
almost positive it was 6 draft picks and money.
It was at least 4. So yeah, I would say 4 to 6 just off the top of my head. And like $200 million contract.
It was insane.
I mean, they got totally fleeced. And who knows? Maybe we're looking back 5 years from now and saying that the Browns won a Super Bowl with Deshaun Watson.
Well, maybe, but now it's looking more likely. Is it going to play at least not a year?
Well, his
for at least not a year.
What time's his hearing? Because it's today.
Yeah, it's going to be today. So I'm with you though, Bill. I mean, I think it's going to be at least half the season. He's going to be suspended.
I didn't think they were going to do anything, but now that you actually have individual suing teams, now the NFL's got to step in and say, all right, we got to make an example.
If the team goes down, say they prove that the Texans were involved, which I'm a firm believer they were, allegedly, does he go down as well after the fact? Is there a double jeopardy with the NFL? I'm just curious.
They make up their own rules.
Okay, so they can kick you off the team or they can get rid of you if they want to.
Yeah.
I think criminal charges are probably coming. If she can prove that the Texans were involved, there's some serious problems here.
And she may not be the only one. Maybe everybody that was accusing him, and there's still 4 out there, but 20 settled. Maybe they come back and they accuse the team. That's a whole new set.
Yeah, that's a different set. And if they do it on a civil case, it's a lot easier to sue civilly than it is criminally.
We should say this. He's not been arrested or charged with anything yet. Nothing.
Well, the NFL, didn't the Cleveland clear him? Was it Cleveland that cleared him? Somebody cleared him.
Well, he got cleared by a grand jury saying that, there wasn't any wrongdoing or
which
findings
was,
of wrongdoing.
I think that was still in Texas, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So there was that. And then he settled, I think, like 20
with
of the
20
cases.
With 20 of them. So there's 4 left.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean these 20 can go back to the team once they heard that this first one is accusing them.
And that's the thing, too. The NFL has already said, whether or not you believe this, but they said that any cases legally that are being resolved or unresolved have no bearing on their decision and their own personal, code of conduct that they're looking at.
In the court of Goodell.
That's pretty much what they're saying, yeah.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns make sure he has a hotel room every afternoon.
Well, watch out.
I'm sorry. This guy's an issue.
All I know is the poor, long-suffering Cleveland Brown fan from the Dog Pound is going, why?
Yeah.
So why? We were okay with Baker.
Yeah.
So because Baker Mayfield says he's not going to play for him.
I don't think
he plays? Who do they have?
They have Jacoby Brissett there somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Is he there?
Oh, yeah, he's there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's everywhere.
He landed in Cleveland?
Oh, he's everywhere.
How do you like that?
Wasn't he a Patriot?
Oh, yeah.
A Patriot. He was on the Dolphins last year.
Oh, geez.
He's been everywhere.
Oh, good. I take it he's a quarterback, right?
He is?
Yep.
Okay. Is he good?
Sometimes.
Oh, speaking of quarterbacks, they asked some famous, who did, what's his name with the big hair? The guy that kneeled, Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
They asked some famous former player.
Warren Sapp.
Him. He said he sucked. He heard he was horrible.
Yeah,
it was the worst thing they'd ever
his
experienced.
His trial with the Raiders.
He should not speak. Yeah. I'm sorry. He just shouldn't.
Who, Warren Sapp?
No.
Or Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
Yeah, he needs to go away.
All right, we got more headlines coming up next. Entertainment stuff, too. It's all next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen, this is Diener. I'm Bill. And don't forget, right there, the 850 app. $2,000 could be yours.
Yeah. All you got to do is get the app. It's free. Create an account. Boom. You're entered. Each and every day you can enter.
So we keep hammering this for you because I don't know how long it's going to last. I really don't. So get in.
Yeah, get in. I mean, $2,000 is a really nice little windfall, as we shall say.
I know at least till the end of the week, but beyond that, I don't know. I mean, we come in on Mondays, we're like, is it still going? Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't tell us anything.
No.
They're like mushrooms.
You're on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah, well, need-to-know, no one won the Powerball.
Nope.
Did you buy tickets? Did you have it part of your grouper?
It might be. I think it might be.
Okay. The jackpot will now be $365 million for tomorrow night, but tonight's Mega Millions, and that's $328 million. Don't bother buying a ticket because I'm going to win tonight. So.
No. One more rollover for both.
Nope.
And it's going to be a giant post-holiday. Well, actually, is Mega Millions once a week?
No, it's three times.
Three. That's the one that's three now.
Yeah, the Powerball went to three. I think they're all three, aren't they?
All right. One more rollover for all. They're going to have a July 4th mega jackpot in both.
Really?
And one person's going to win both.
Can you imagine if one person...
From two tickets she found on the ground, and Jen's going to hate her.
I'll stalk her, and I'll beat her to death. Teasing.
I don't know that you are, quite frankly.
Could very well be. Never know.
I don't know.
No, but buy a ticket on the way home.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you don't have one.
We had a nice little Wimbledon story for day one.
Oh, you know what? I had to go look up because... Tell the story, and then we'll talk about what she gave him because I had to go look up what they were.
Did you look at her?
No, I could care, but that's okay. I was the little nerdy boy was the kid I was worried about.
I think it's key to the story now at this point. So Wimbledon happens. There was a wobbly ball boy is the headline.
A wobbly.
Which just means that he was getting some lightheaded. No, they're not used to heat over there. They never see the sun.
Well, and the odds are, you know what, he's a kid. How many kids are you going to tell, drink a bottle of water, drink some water? This kid was probably sitting out there for hours and didn't drink anything.
Right, they forget to hydrate all the time. So this British tennis player who was playing on day one, she lost, though, by the way, sadly. Mm. Jody Burridge, she stops her match mid-match so she can help this kid who almost fainted. You know, the wobbly one.
The wobbly kid. The wobbly kid.
Here's the announcers describing it.
What's going on here?
Oh, dear.
A ball boy who just needs a little bit of attention.
Well done, Jody, for doing that.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of the ball boys felt really faint, and I had tried to supply him with Powerade. I was really looking for some sweets at the side of the court, getting that sugar in him. A minute or two passed, and he actually felt a lot better.
Wow.
Okay, the ball boy is very dorky. He's very young.
Yeah.
It happens. He hasn't grown out of his dorkiness yet.
But he was like, he really was. He was wobbly. You could see, he was sitting down and you could see he's leaning up against something and all of a sudden his head starts bobbing. I'm like, this kid's going over.
So let's talk about this Jody Burridge.
Yes, let's talk about her.
She's a very attractive young lady.
Okay.
I'm not throwing any stones here. I'm not accusing this kid of anything, but would you put it past him to spend a little extra time with Jody? Maybe fake a little extra wobbliness?
No, I think he would have passed.
A little extra needs?
I would have passed out on purpose so she'd give me mouth to mouth if that's the case. Come on.
He's on the ground with his arms up.
Yeah.
But she gave him, what did she give him? Gatorade? Like a Gatorade, right? And then some, something gel.
Powerade, I think.
Okay,
it?
Whatever. That, and then.
A nutritional gel. Those are those little, you just take a little squirt.
Oh, okay.
Squirt.
And then she gave him what? She got somebody in the audience gave her a candy. And what was the name of the candy?
Percy Pig.
Percy Pig is like a gummy bear in the shape of a pig.
Yes.
It's the cutest little thing ever. So he, chewed on a couple of those and had whatever it was, and he was fine.
Oh, no.
What?
This wasn't like an edible or something, was it?
No. Can you imagine?
Someone gave him by accident?
Oh, my God, no.
Someone's in the crowd going, give him this. I want to see what happens.
He'll feel better.
Like I'm a wobbly.
This will make him right.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no.
How are you feeling now? I don't know.
I can't feel my legs.
Oh, no, wait. I gave him the wrong gummy.
Oh, no. But the kid's fine.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
Good.
That would have been like something history out of Larry David or something.
Yes. That's right. You get Larry.
I poisoned the kid.
You opened the wrong pouch.
Larry, what are you doing?
He gave him edibles. That'd be funny.
Oh, no.
Little kids. So let me ask you this. This kid looks like he's like 12, 13 years old.
He's very young.
Is that...
Very impressionable.
Is that an embarrassing thing that happened to him, like among his peers? Like, does he go back to all the other bald boys and he's cool because she saved him? Or is it like, oh, God, you're a wimp. Get away from me.
The story I'm telling back at school is I made out with Jody Burrage.
Sure. That's easy.
That's what I would say. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The heck with Percy Pig. Okay. That's a... It's a full-on mouth-to-mouth action going on there.
Oh, God, help us all, please.
Today, though, you got, was it the older Williams sister? What's her name?
Serena, the youngest.
Oh, Serena. The younger one.
Yeah, Serena. I don't think Venus plays anymore.
Not really.
She's like semi-retired.
Yeah,
yeah, but this one hasn't played in forever.
It's been more than a year, and she's 40. And the girl she's playing, I think, is 24 years old. So, I mean, she's almost twice her age. And you know what? And I'm not taking
away. Get the Percy Pigs ready.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from Serena Williams. She's probably the greatest tennis player of all time.
Phenomenal.
But she's getting older. You know, she had a baby. She kind of relaxed and she got hurt. You know what, Serena? We love you. You're great at what you did. You know what? Teach your kids how to play tennis. Enjoy your life now.
What if this is a miraculous comeback story?
Oh, my
Wouldn't
God.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, it would be, especially at her age.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see her win, but... The odds are a 40-year-old trying to keep up with a 24-year-old or however old these kids are.
She is in the midst of her. This is a live update, by the way.
Oh, live update.
Okay, wait a minute. You're gonna screw everybody's life up.
I don't know. Live Wimbledon update. Serena Williams is playing Aleksandra Šašnjović.
Bless you.
Sure.
And it's tied right now at 3 apiece in the first game.
It's going on right
first
now.
Set, first set.
It's going on as we speak.
3 games apiece.
Let's put it on the TV in here.
I should.
They five hours ahead of us? Is that what Britain is?
Yeah. So it's like 2 o'clock over there?
Well,
2:40.
Right, we'll see.
Good for... I would love to see her win, but I mean, the odds are it's not going to happen.
No, I would expect her. I think what would be a success for Serena in this is to probably make it past a couple of rounds.
Oh, it'd be great.
You know?
Yeah.
First tournament a year, and it ends up being Wimbledon. So, yeah, make it past a couple of rounds. It's a nice story.
I'm really surprised, you know, between she and her sister, they haven't opened up the Williams Tennis School.
I'm not sure if they do, because I remember Chrissy Everett had one down in Boca.
Boca, forever.
Yeah, she did.
But, I mean, if you have an up-and-coming tennis star, who would you rather teach the kid how to play?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if you can afford to have Venus or Serena be their coach, their trainer, are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm hiring Jody Burrage.
Yeah, baby.
Because if I get wobbly, she's coming right over. With the Powerade and the jellies.
I was going to say, are you more like the wobbly ball boy instead of a tennis player? There you go.
Oh, need help. Wimbledon's doing something very dumb, by the way.
What are they doing dumb?
They have banned the Russian tennis players. One of them, as Karen had said, was ranked number one in the world.
Okay, so it's like the tennis players have everything to do with declaring war.
Stupid.
Everybody else has done it too. Didn't the Australian Open do it?
I think they did. It's so ineffective. It's just, it's like virtue signaling, so you can tell the world that you're so woke and you're doing the right thing. Not to say that, you know, what Russia as a country is doing is horrible, but first of all, it's not these athletes' fault. And secondly, I think you're missing a grand opportunity. One of these tennis players may speak out against their own country while they're there and get more attention for Ukrainian people.
Or be like the Haitian training team and defect while they're here.
They never found them, by the way, did they?
You know what? You started talking about that, and I went, oh, my God, athletes that have defected, maybe they'll defect. And I'm thinking, oh, all those guys on the Special Olympics Haitian team, they all walked away.
They're gone.
There were, what, 6 altogether, I think?
6 or 7 coaches.
See you later. Bye.
Gone.
And, you know, it's so sad, too, I mean, as far as the tennis goes, because you're right, that team really did disappear. And we said when that story came out, you're not going to find them.
No. Nah.
But with this, Wimbledon, it's so stupid. The virtue signaling with just, Russian players, Belarusian players, you can't play. The number one player in the world, Daniil Medvedev, on the men's side, is Russian. And he's not playing in the biggest tournament, which is Wimbledon.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It's not his fault.
Who did Australia ban? And remember, they kept him like a hostage.
No, Djokovic. He's playing.
Yeah, he didn't do very well yesterday.
He won 4 sets, but... Yeah, he's playing.
No, they said he was struggling.
Ah.
At least according to this. He suffered a difficult test to advance.
Oh, fake news.
Well, okay. I put it this way. I wouldn't know him if I hit him with my car.
You know what? No. So you'd be down the parking lot. Hey, Novak.
I have no idea.
How's it going, Novak?
I'd know Jody Burrage first over him.
All right.
I don't know.
Would I.
I don't know. Easy, Bill. I don't know any tennis players. other than the Williams sisters. I mean,
that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem that they're not. Are they internationally recognized by face, though?
Those guys are. Federer, Djokovic, Nadal.
I know what Federer looks like. I don't know what Djokovic looks like. I really don't. I just don't know who he is. I've seen him, but don't know that's his name. Probably. I don't watch tennis.
They need a star. That's not. I mean, I get that. Like Djokovic is a huge star. He's probably the best that ever to play. They need a name brand though. They really do.
What they need is an American.
They need an American. Exactly.
That's the problem.
Right.
No Jimmy Connors.
No Connors. No Agassi. No Sampras. Yeah, McEnroe.
It would be great to have somebody like Agassi back.
I can remember in college watching McEnroe play and just loving every minute of it. And I never watched tennis before. And the only reason I watched was because of him.
Right. Mm. So, he was a draw.
Oh, that's what Novak Djokovic looks like?
Oh, you found him. He's down in the parking lot.
Is he unfortunate looking?
Wow, he's got big ears.
There you go. And there you go. All right, we're coming up next. Is Johnny Depp in or out of this Pirates of the Caribbean thing? Oh, can't get a straight answer.
No one can get a straight answer. It's fake news, Bill.
And can you imagine if you were on a plane, you check your phone, and some absolute perv airdropped a picture to the entire plane on purpose of his you-know-what?
Why do you do this?
I don't know.
I thought
it was like a mistake. The other passengers are saying one of them was sitting next to him and said, "Did you do this?" And he goes, "Yep."
Wow.
He's been arrested.
I can't understand why.
I'll tell you what flight that was.
Jeez.
The summer travel season's underway.
It's heating up.
That and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. Always appreciate that very much. Oh, don't forget about the Morning Show blog. We haven't talked about that. 850WFTL.com. It's right there.
What do we have? I don't even know. What do we have?
My guess is...
don't tell me you put up the wobbly tennis kid.
No.
Oh, much to Bill's dismay. I'm sorry.
Although I should have for the female tennis player there.
You got to look up her on your own time.
Yeah. Jody Burridge?
Burridge.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to guess we have the floating hotel plane.
It was really close.
Oh, you nixed it.
No.
It didn't make the cut.
It was really close.
What beat it out?
It got knocked off by the Dolly Parton bus.
How can you? Yeah. All right. I don't believe you there.
But you know what the problem with the Dolly bus is? Granted, if she's sleeping with you, it's a different story. But it's $10,000.
Like in the same bed?
Trying to create a scandal over there.
Whoa. No, like...
This is for charity, Jen.
Okay, I don't have that kind of money to go spend, but I would love to do that just for the whole experience, but I would want Dolly to come in and say, "Hey, how you been? Let's have, a shot together. Let's eat some popcorn or something. I don't know."
What if you're in the bunk down below and you're like, "All right, let me get up and start the day." All of a sudden, "Morning!" And there she is.
Just walking in.
With all her makeup
you're
on.
Like, "Dolly, I have morning breath."
Wait a minute. No. Now, what if Joe Biden was on the bus with you,
Jen?
Oh,
God.
Then what?
Who?
Joe Biden.
Why would I want him on the bus?
Well, that's who else is on the blog with his mysterious, suspicious voicemail that he left for Hunter.
Oh.
Questions are being asked now about this voicemail.
They keep working on these laptops. They keep extrapolating more stuff out of it. And this is a voicemail to Hunter. Here's a little piece of it right here.
Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, is going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think you're clear.
It's a voicemail to Hunter from 2018 talking specifically about the New York Times article about his Chinese business dealings.
Yeah.
And yet he claimed he had nothing to do with talking to Hunter about that. Yeah, okay. Right.
What I want to know is, why was that on Hunter's laptop? Did he record every conversation he had?
That's a great question. Why is that?
Why would
there?
You? I mean, I have it. Okay, I'll tell you something that was always told to us in my family as very young children. Never say anything in front of anybody that you don't want anybody to know, and never put it in writing, and never record it. Okay, so I'm just...
And cement on the shoes work great. Flawless.
Okay.
Who told you this? Joey Bag of Dimes? What's going on over there?
My uncle, Gotti, John. But
yeah,
that's
exactly,
besides the point.
Yeah.
But that was always so you wouldn't get caught. My father used to tell us this all the time. So why, number one, it's on a computer. So
it
why,
is strange.
How are you getting a recording of a voice conversation?
I'm not sure. That's...
So did he transfer it from his phone?
Quite possibly.
Maybe that's how it got transferred.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out why it was on the laptop. He's an idiot.
It was in the cloud, Jen.
He's like super stupid.
Oh, yeah, he's very dumb.
He's really stupid. Yeah. Hunter, that is. Yeah, yeah, super stupid.
Delete, delete, delete.
Even that doesn't work, though.
I know. They could still find it. He probably did, and they still dug it up. So
could very well have been.
Anyway, that's on the blog, too. All right, in the meantime, this is not on the blog. I don't even know if we should be talking about it right now. It's so creepy.
This is disgusting.
First of all, I thought it was an embarrassing mistake from the guy, and he accidentally airdropped something that was on his phone to the whole plane. But no, it was intentional, it turns out. There was a flight from Detroit to Denver on Saturday.
Okay.
His first guy's name is Larry, and he's an older dude.
Really?
A creeper.
Oh, dear. What did he do?
Here's what happened. We're going to have this lady who was sitting next to him tell the story.
I'm talking to this guy. We're just making friends. And I say to him, oh, my God, I just got an airdrop from Larry's iPad. And so I accept it. And there it was. It was a picture of, like, a woman's face and, like, a little bottom. And I look.
Okay, first of all, she's saying a gratuitous, gross picture of what you can imagine.
Yeah. And I said, are you Larry? And he said, yes, I am. Did you mean to send me this? And he said, yes, I did. And I said, are you sending it to everybody? And he said, yes, I am.
Everybody on the plane with AirDrop, which is most of the plane, got a message that said, open from Larry's laptop.
And there was a picture of his pride and joy. Which apparently wasn't much pride or much joy.
They landed on the ground. He was promptly arrested.
Rightfully so.
Because
the
flight attendants
creeper.
Also got the airdrop.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was like an embarrassing mistake for the guy at first. Nope. Totally intentional.
That's creepy.
What is wrong with this guy?
A lot.
There's a lot wrong with him. He belongs locked up. A creeper. Can you imagine being that poor girl stuck next to him, though, on the plane? I would have gotten up and walked away.
She goes, are you Larry? Yes, I am.
Yeah, why, yes, I am.
Great. Thank you so very much, you creeper. Jeez.
Boy, planes are back to normal on flights, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. The summer travel season's in full swing.
Just can't wait. Hopefully, I don't have a Larry next to me.
Yeah, really.
Larry?
We'll back tomorrow morning. We'll hear about Ghislaine Maxwell and Sean Watson, what they end up getting. We'll be back at 6. We'd love to see you then. Thanks for listening. Take care.